This is Gibbs Dube. Here are the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, September 8, 2015. Former Vice President Joyce Mjuru releases a manifesto for a political party believed to be People First, composed mainly of former ZANU-PF stalwarts. Zimbabwe continues its process of vetting pensioners with the hope of flushing out cost beneficiaries. The Minister of Education urges teachers' colleges to increase the number of disabled students. And Zimbabweans are hopeful that the Warriors will qualify for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations after drawing at home with Guinea on Sunday. Stay tuned for these stories and much, much more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today, our Youth Connection discussion on Live Talk focuses on the opening of schools. Stay tuned.